It was one of those strange days in late February when it's warmer than it should be, and although there's a wind, it never seems to be quite where you are. Tiffany climbed up onto the downs where the early lambs had already found their legs and were running around like woolly rocking horses. It had been an interesting winter. She'd learnt a lot. One was that you could be a bridesmaid to two people who between them were over 170 years old, and Mr. Weeval, his wig spinning on his head, had insisted on giving a gold piece to our little helper. And she'd used some of it to buy a really good brown cloak. It didn't billow out behind her, but it was warm and thick and kept her dry. Miss Level had been happy to give her leave for the lambing festival, when the shepherd's year began, and which the old people called sheep bellies. The Hag of the Hills couldn't miss that. That was when the future happened. And she'd helped it happen, working by lantern light, dealing with the difficult births. With knife and needle, thread and hands and soothing words, she'd saved ewes from the black doorway and helped new lambs into the light. And she'd walked home proudly in the morning, bloody to the elbows, but it had been the blood of life. And the people of the Chalk thought of her differently now. They didn't like witches who'd always come from outside as strangers, but there was our Tiffany, birthing the lambs like her granny did. OK, she's wearing a hat with big stars on, but she makes good cheese, and she's Granny Aching's granddaughter. So if witch she be, then she's our witch. No one's throwing Granny Aching's granddaughter into a pond. Tomorrow, she'd go back to the mountains again. And it had been a busy 3 weeks, quite apart from the lambing. She'd gone up to the Feagles' mound and slid down the hole. She'd gone prepared with clean, torn-up handkerchiefs and some soap-wort shampoo made to Miss Level's recipe. Jeanie, she felt, would have a use for these. And lying on her stomach, so she could get part of her body into the Kelder's chamber, she'd been allowed to hold all 8 of what she thought of as the Roblets, born at the same time as the lambs. 7 were bawling and fighting one another. The 8th lay quietly, biding her time. The future happened.